Some Wisconsin lawmakers and lawyers on the special judiciary panel wonder if suspects will clam up if they know everything they say is taped. That hasn't been the case in Denver, Colorado, where a police department has videotaped suspect statements for more than 20 years. Lieutenant John Priest says fears about recording suspect statements are overblown.
Law enforcement said the same thing back in 1966 when the Miranda decision came down. You know, all of a sudden we have to advise people they have rights. My God, nobody's going to talk to us anymore.
Lieutenant Priest says not only do many suspects talk, some too much for their lawyer's liking. He says taped confessions have cut down on the amount of time officers have to spend in court. In addition, Priest says taping police interrogations can protect law enforcement from accusations of pressuring or abusing a suspect to get a statement.
We certainly don't have those things that people associate with the word interrogation, the rubber hoses, the bright lights, the guys in trench coats standing around. We basically have a group of professionals who are conducting an interview with a subject.
Not all taped interviews are helpful. The task force was told how some judges threw out evidence because of scratchy sound or otherwise bad recordings. And taping police interviews can be time-consuming and cost money. Several told task force members Wisconsin should avoid requiring it without providing funds to local police departments. The task force was formed to examine Wisconsin's judicial system after the wrongful conviction of Stephen Avery in 1985. Avery served 18 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.